Canary Street Press and Harper Audio present Blood of Hercules by Jasmine Moss. Performed by Meg Sylvan, Teddy Hamilton, Aiden Snow, and Tristan Morris. A note before we begin. For a list of the 12 houses of Sparta and the Thonic house lineages, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. Content warning. This is a story of dark romance and darker obsession. Please note that it contains themes that may be triggering for some readers. There is violence, depictions of murder, stalking, suicidal thoughts, bullying, explicit language, and betrayal. For a full list, please see the author's website, jasminemossbooks.com. It's a slow burn, but there are open door scenes. Please take care of yourself. Sometimes becoming a hero hurts a lot. Beware. This book is dedicated to all the girls who like morally gray fictional men and who screamed out loud the first time they read, "Who did this to you?" This one's for you. Fides est periculosa ludum. Trust is a dangerous game. She didn't know who was hunting her until it was too late. Omniscient. Fate. I draped the long toga over my crossed legs and sat completely still in the field. Stones from Delphi were placed in a circle around me. I'd collected the rocks when I was a little girl, thousands of years ago. Palms relaxed and open, head tipped back. A smoking pipe hung from my lips. I inhaled the herbs, and pain pulsed through my closed eyes as I activated my powers. Glimpses of patterns, numbers, and probabilities flashed through my mind. Too many images to comprehend. The path of existence was nothing but chance, and chance was nothing but a circle of events. Sharp sensations transformed into agony, but I inhaled smoke and withstood the onslaught. The nonsensical images changed into cryptic words. They spoke themselves to me. The lost one shall change what is before. Chained to death's soldiers, becoming evermore. Or titans will inherit the earth, and there will be nothing but war. My eyes shot open. Dark possibilities tasted bitter on my tongue, and I felt the paths forward in the marrow of my ancient bones. My brand of Spartan power was nothing without action. But I never shied from unsavory choices. It was why I'd survived while the rest of my kind had perished. The future hinged before me on a razor-sharp edge. Apocalypse and peace were two sides of the same coin. It could tip either way. Action was needed. After all, nullum magnum ingenium sine mixture dementia fuit. There has been no great wisdom without an element of madness. Gasping out smoke, joints aching as I got to my feet, I tripped and stumbled as I ran through the field, into the palace, then hurried down a long white marble hall. My purple eyes and white hair reflected off the mirrored walls. When I got to the heavy onyx door of the inner chamber, I didn't bother to knock. I pushed against it and threw it open. The members of the Federation were standing behind gold podiums in the grand arena.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?